Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches, 188, as we start the world of Arayos. That is today. The next 20 or so mitzvos will be related to Inyanim of Arayos. A few of them are unique, that there's enough to talk about each one. We'll relate to it in general to talk about relationships. I'll talk about the various halachas of Taras and Mishpacha that are Lamaisa when we have time. But today we speak about something that is very Lamaisa, and it is something that we have to focus on. Interesting hakdama, introduction that the Torah gives to the whole section of Arayos. Look at the beginning of Parak Yudches. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem, speak to b'nei Yisrael and tell them, I am Hashem your God. K'ma'asei Eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo lo sa'asu. Like the actions of the Egyptians, don't do. U'k'ma'asei Eretz Kenan asher ani meviyaschem shama lo sa'asu. Don't act the Egyptians like the Egyptians where you came from, and don't act like the Kenaanim where you are going to. Don't walk in their ways, which is not counted as a separate mitzvah daraisa here, interestingly. Follow my dictates. Meaning, don't act like the Egyptians, don't act like the Canaanim. Follow my dictates. Now it comes. Pasuk Vav. Ish ish al kol she'er b'saro, lo sikrivu legalos erva, ani Hashem. That is today's mitzvah. Again, every one of these is going to be a mitzvah. So today, every man to his she'er b'saro, to the flesh, the connected one to his flesh, lo sikrivu legalos erva, do not come close to revealing an erva. So unlike the next couple of mitzvahs that we will have, today's mitzvah is a general mitzvah, which applies to all of the arayos, and that is Meduyik in the Pasuk, lo sikrivu legalos erva. Do not come close to being with an erva. What does that mean? Says the Sefer HaChinuch now. Kuf pei ches. Shalo lehis adain. From the word to get pleasure. Gan Eden is the ultimate pleasure. Shalo lehis adain ba'achas mikol ha'arayos. Not to get pleasure from any of the arayos. Vehein krovos ve'eshes ish v'nida. Some of them might be relatives that are also for me to get pleasure from. Eshes ish, other married women. Nida, even my wife when she is a nida. That's all included in getting pleasure when it is illegal. Halachically to get pleasure, afilu below bia. This is the sheet of the Chinuch, following the sheet of the Rambam, which we will talk about soon. Kigon chibuk v'nishav kol adom le'ilo apulos haros, like hugging and kissing, and any of these, any type of affectionate touch is aser d'oraisa, according to the Rambam, according to the Chinuch. Forget bia. If you give a hug, give a kiss. Even we might say holding hands is also an affectionate touch. Right, that is all included in this Issa D'Araisa of Kuf Peches. Shema Mikin Bohen Bali Azima HaHolchem Achre Hevel V'Yebalu. Those that are involved in nonsense follow these behaviors. Shenemar. Why? How do you know that? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ish Ish Al Kol She'er B'Saro Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva. Don't come close. Doesn't say Lo Tegala Erva. It's lo sikrivu legalos erva. Upirusho ki'ilu amar, as if it says, lo sasu shum kreva, shehi hagoremes v'hamevia adam legalos erva. You're not allowed to do anything that will lead you to abimagala erva. As we said yesterday, this is one of the prime examples that are given as a siyag d'araisa. We mentioned from Yosef Engel yesterday, the isser of touching b'derechiba is aser d'oraisa. The Torah itself asers it because it might lead to something worse. That is what the Znaim LaTorah of Sarotskin writes here, that this is an idea that can be taken out of erva, really to all the Torah. This is one of the sources for making siyagim for ourselves. Kol dvar iser, says Rav Sarotskin, halokeach lev ha'adam anafsho mechamdaso, any iser that takes our heart and we desire, hamilchama imo tzarich lahakdim ulahaschil b'terem shikrav elav. Anything that we know we have a problem with, we have to try to not even get to the battlefield, to prevent any contact with it. We have to try to think before. Roes hanolad, to try not to be even come in contact. Because once we're close, once we're on the field, then it's already, it's much, much harder to conquer. We have to try to prevent. Lo sikrivu. Ki acharei sheyira be'ina v'sidvak bo hanefesh, karova davar sheyitzer yachriyo oso. It's very possible that our Yitzhar is going to get the better of us. So that's why we have to do whatever we can to stay away. As the Gemara says, in various places, lech lech amrina nazira, we tell a nazir, go take a walk, do whatever you want. Schar schar lakarma lo sikrav. When you get to a vineyard, don't walk through the vineyard, go around. You can walk through the vineyard and not take. Don't do it. Don't walk through the vineyard and take, and you'll be under an isayun to take from the grapes, which is asa daraisa for a nazir. But better not to go. So that's this. The source of that whole concept is right here. Lo sikrevu legalos erva. V'chei darshu zecharim lavracha. Back to the chinuch. This is the drasha. Lo sikrevu legalos ein li ela shelo yegala. Minayin shelo yikrav. I only know that you can't actually reveal nakedness, which means a maisa bia. Minayin shelo yikrav. How do I know you can't even come close? Tamalomar veil isha bidindas tumasa lo sikrav. Can't come close. That's a pasuk later on. Ein li ela nida v'lo sikra v'lo yigala. That's going to be one of the arayas that we're going to talk about. Nida. Minayin l'kol arayas are pasuk lo sikravu legalos. And at the end, the sum of pasuk is v'nichrusu anafashos ha'osos. We say they're all included. And there's an iser kares for a maisa bia, but it's still da'araisa with malchus for less than that. So that is the shita of the chinuch. This is known as the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokas whether the iser of nigia, the iser of touching in an affectionate way, is an iser d'araisa or an iser d'rabbanan. The chinuch, as he usually does, follows the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perach Chaf Aleph, beginning of that perek, kol haba ala erva min ha'arayos, derech evarim, osha chibik v'nishik, derech taiva v'nehene b'kirev basar. If there's any type of pleasure, hariza lokim in a Torah, this malchus d'araisa, as the pasuk says, lo sikrevu legalos erva, our pasuk. That's what the Rambam says. The Magen Mishnah there, the beginning of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in the 21st parak of Yisurei Bia, quotes the Ramban. The Ramban is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Ramban argues. He says, no, this is an asmachta. It's also the Rabbanan. Right? It's not mutter. It's also the Rabbanan also to do chibik v'nishik. It's just like eating a chicken cheeseburger. We don't eat chicken cheeseburgers, so the Ramban says it's the Rabbanan. Either way, it's aser. But there are machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. There is a shita of Rav Kook in Shabbos Haaretz, in the Kutros Achron, where he says, if it is a kavua relationship, so that even according to the Ramban, he'd agree it's daraisa. Ramban is just saying if it's a one-time thing, but if it's a kavua relationship, that is what the Rav Kook says, that even the Ramban would agree. Der kviyus hu aser be'emes min ha-Torah. This is the shita of the Rambam, which the chinuch follows. So there's a big discussion in the poskim about various cases. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. What about shalom b'derachiva? Right, this is the machlokas derech chiba or shalok derech chiba. So if you look in the Minchas Chinuch for a minute, Minchas Chinuch in Os Beis, turning over, in Os Beis, in the second half of Os Beis, the Minchas Chinuch talks about Ubei Shmuel Kasav. It's the Beis Shmuel right here in Eben Ezer, B'Shem, the Ramban, T'lodas HaRamam, Afilu Im Eino Osa derech chiba Asa Mina Torah. So the Beis Shmuel quotes, there are those that say, any touch, unless it's an emergency, but any touch, even shalok derech chiba is daraisa. V'hisik al hashach, and he argues with the shach in Yaradeh, who talks that's the case over there, is where a wife is a nida, and the husband has to take her pulse. Are there heterim for the husband to be his wife's own doctor? That's all shalok derech chiba. So there are a number of poskim that talk about, a minority says daraisa, but most would assume it's still an issa derabanan. Shalom b'derechiba. That means even to tap somebody on the shoulder to get their attention. Any type of shalom b'derechiba would still be asur d'rabanan. Would it be daraisa? But it would be d'rabanan. So where does this come up? Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezer, Chelek Bei Simen Yudalid. Is one allowed to go on the subway during rush hour? So why don't I let it go? Maybe I have a chiyuv to take a taxi, spend more money. Remember, I have to give away all my money to prevent myself from violating an issa daraisa. I have to give away all my money. The mitzvahs aseh have limitations. But a daraisa, a lo saseh, to give away all your money. So is this included in that? So says Rav Moshe, Be'inyin halicha b'sabvei, u'babas, b'shah she'yefsha lizar minigiyav etachifah b'nashim, misad dochik. He wrote this in 1960. Right? Yud Menachem Av, the day after Tisha B'Av, he wrote this tshuva, in 1960. So does one have that chiyav? So says Rav Moshe, that's even less than shalom b'derechiva. That's totally unintentional touching. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, one does not have a chiyuv to take a taxi in that case, because it is less. She'ein zeh derech taiva v'chiba v'chalusa v'negiyah b'arayis hu'afla Rambam. It's something that could maybe lead to that. It's a direct touch, b'kavana. But here it's even less than that. Rav Moshe does say that if somebody enjoys going on the subway and bumping bodies with their fellow citizens, then it's usher. Then it's also because then already it's getting into the derechiba world. But that's where Moshe says that relating to subways and buses. The big shiloh halacha lemaisa is the issue of handshakes. What do we do about handshakes? So machlokas aposkim. Rav Moshe in very short tshuvas. Moshe doesn't really explain it so much, but Rav Moshe in tshuva in Arachaim Aleph Kuf Yud Gimel says aser. He just says Aser. And then in Ebn Ezer, Aleph Nun Vav also, he says, even though you've seen Yirei Shamaya that have been Mako, he thinks it's Aser. He doesn't give any explanations. Rav Moshe in those tshuvas. Other poskim, Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as saying, and other poskim is that if she puts out her hand first, so then shaking your hand is not their achiba, it's an isadra banan, b'makam kavad abriyas, then one is allowed to shake the hand. Right? So that's there are other poskim that that talk about that as well. As in terms of shaking the hand when they put out their hand first. The Bar Moshe, the Debet Sina Rav, says maybe you can be mechalel between two different types of handshakes. A handshake to seal a deal, and or a handshake to say hello. A handshake to say hello is chiba v'reyes, like, hey, how are you? Right? You want to give a nice handshake. To seal a deal, that's business. So again, once you ask their local posek in terms of what to hold, bizman hazeh, but that is the discussion of Shomer Negiya, which is this isser of Shalola Hisadein Ba'achad Bikol Arayis. There are a number of other issues that come up, but let's see what we could cover today. V'nichpal, back to the chinuch. V'nichpal halav be'isser zeh ba'amro, the pasuk is repeated. V'lo sasu mikol ha'toevos. Don't do any of these abominable actions. There are many actions within this group that we're going to talk about that are categorized as toeva. But if you look at the end of the section, some of them are specifically called toeva. We'll talk about Mishkav Zachar, we'll talk about others when we get up to it. But at the end of the section, at the end of Parshas Achrimos, there's a general pasuk. Ushmartem atem eschu kosev es mishpata velo sasu mikol ha-toeva zeila. Sounds like it's talking about all of them. All the Isurei Arayis are called a Toeva. What is the definition of Toeva? Okay, an abomination. Says the Chinuch, Toeva means I do something to remove God from my presence. That's what Toeva is. Sheyachlo kol inyonim eila shein toavas Hashem klomar sheha osa osam yisrachik ben hatova. I've distanced myself from goodness. Umeser me olav hashkachas Hashem baruchu. I remove special hashgacha. We know every Jew has hashgacha, and it's individual, as we spoke about earlier in the Mitzvah Mitzorah came up. Animals have species hashgacha. People have individual hashgacha. So I have individual hashgacha. If I violate Rachman al-Aslan and Aveira that's categorized as Toeva, I am removing myself from that hashgacha. V'zeo pirish ti'uv Hashem b'kol makom l'fi masha shamati. And this is what ti'uv means. Ki gam kem hashgacha b'sofa inyan. It repeats it, Toeva, over there. Inyan lo masha amida maguna ma'od v'kol davar ra'u ma'as b'yoser yechana kasav ki elu Hashem sonei oto. The pasuk calls it that. It's as if the God hates that action. Okay, next paragraph. Misharshi achalkas azima. There's not much that the chinuch has to mention here. What's the hashkafa behind the mitzvah? The sharsh behind the mitzvah. Stay away from arayis. What more? It's the downfall of all relationships. He says, look back what I wrote by Lo Sinuf, what we discussed months ago in Parshas Yisro. Look there to what I said, and I'll just add a little bit. V'zos ha-mitzvah gam kei mi'osu ha-shor ha-shahu. This is part of that idea. Shenimnau mi'eskari v'ma'er v'shum kurva. We can't come close to any woman that's aser to me. L'fisha yadua ki ha-kurva siba gili erva. Coming close is the first step to actual gili arayis. Ubi gili erva yimsu kama takalas v'kama hefseidim. Right, we know arayis is one of the big three that we have to give our life on. I think we've mentioned in the past that actually I'm going to save it for tomorrow. I'll mention it tomorrow when we start the actual arayis in terms of a Maharal's thought at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. But this is Gili arayis. We know that the Chazal and the Torah says that there is a relationship that's mutter. We don't believe it like other religions that reject everything. You're not allowed to get married. You're not allowed to ever have children. We don't believe like the Christians. We believe that there is a context, a proper context for outlets. But if it is not the proper outlet, then it is aser da'oraisa. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah, which, again, is large. We'll see what we can do today and maybe in the coming days. Midini ha-mitzvah. Masha asru chachamim zechorna levracha bezel ageder. What did Chazal assume are in this din da'oraisa? So, in general, anything that is non-serious behavior of levity between males and females that are deemed inappropriate by halacha. V'husha layikros adam biyadav. A person shouldn't be hinting with their hands. V'yirmos be'enav achzman arayas. Winking in an inappropriate fashion. Could be an isser daraisa with one of the arayas. V'lo lischok be'imram klal. Playing in an inappropriate way. Afil lahariach v'samim sha'aleim asr. Even for pleasurable purposes to go and smell their perfume that they're wearing. With kavana. for that. Not focusing on the physical appearance of women. And if I'm looking at a woman for pleasure, even a part of the body that is always revealed. But if I'm looking at it to get hana from it, that is a problem. Except for one's own wife, who it's mutter to look at even when she's a nida. That's called pas pesalo. Bread in the basket. If one way we assume that if somebody knows that it's going to be mutter in a week, so we don't assume anything is going to be a problem. The chazaka be Yisrael she Yisrael masur biyado kagon davar zeh shatoli bisman. And that's only, by the way, though, even by inisha nida v'dafka b'makam megula shebay tiru l'shaka bo denida avolo b'mechusa klishli b'shenu yetsahara. Right, the halachi is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that even by inisha nida, a husband is not allowed to look at his wife in the places that are normally covered when she's a nida, even though they're husband and wife, but still, the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadikei, in Hilchas Nida, Lo yistakel afilu ba'akeva, v'lo b'mekomos ha-mechusim sheba. Ava mutil istakel b'mekomos ha-galuyim. Ava b'shenene b'riyasa. The Ramah says, even if I'm going to get Hana, I can look at my wife when she's a Nida, as long as it's the revealed places. What is revealed, what is covered mean? So it's an important shuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in Yaredeya, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Hei, it's the places that are normally covered at home. That's how you define it. Meaning, let's say a woman always covers her hair outside, but she doesn't cover her hair inside the house when she's home with her husband. I'm going to make her a din, she does not have to. Or let's say a woman walks around in shorts at home. Or the shorts, but nobody's around. Outside, she would never do it. At home, she wears shorts. So the halacha Rav Moshe says is that if the legs of a woman are revealed, normally revealed when she's home with her husband, that's not called a makam mechusa for hilchas nida between husband and wife. Even if she's always covered at outside. That's where Moshe's important chiddush, that what is a husband not allowed to look at? Mekomos ha-mechusim. What are mekomos ha-mechusim? Mekomos that are usually mechusa even for the husband. That's where Moshe's chiddush. U'bechal mastav al-adina she-mekomos ha-mechusim she-ba she-asur l'ba'al l'stakel hu-rapim mekomos ha-mechusim af be-besa k'she'en sham rak baila o k'she'en shum ish de-gamkin regilis lios mulubashos t'lo mastav ha-klal d'yeh ha-kavana lo mekomos ha-mechusim k'she'ochos bashuk because that's what Moshe says. Okay, and also, just pointed out by the poskim, it says, lo yistakel. Yistakel, what does yistakel mean? It means gazing. And in English, there are different words. There's glancing, looking, and gazing. They each have a different connotation. So here, when it says histaklus is focusing, meaning if a woman wants to get into her pajamas, right, she doesn't have to go into the bathroom to get into her pajamas at night, right? It just means the husband shouldn't be focusing on his wife, b'shas that she's a nida in the mekomos ha-mechusim. Okay, that's just one of the halachas that are included in this halacha of lo sikravu legalos erva. Okay, we continue. Says the Chinuch, V'yomer zecharnu l'vracha gamkein, shaz l'staka filo b'sayra shalisha asur alo. Even the hair of a woman, that is asur to him. We'll talk about in the coming days, during one of the Arayas days, we're going to talk about the halacha of covering one's hair. That hair is one of the ervas. V'afilo shema kola, we'll talk about kalisha one day, about the relating to the ervas. L'kavana shiena ba'isur, but in general it's included in this isur. We're going to get to all the details. Even what if I'm just going to focus on the clothing of a woman, the color of a clothing, and that's going to help me think about the woman. That's asur. Even if I'm not looking at the woman herself, that is all including. Skip a couple of lines. So that is an unusual halacha that we're not really used to. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Ayin, asur ain shalin b'shlom isha klal. You're not allowed to ask Shayla Shalom, how you doing? Is that true? Says the Ben Yehoyada, the great Ben Ishchai. Makshimim Kain. There are many times throughout Tanakh that you see that a great personality asked a woman, how you doing? Elisha, when he comes to see the woman, and he had given her a son, and then he died. Hashalom lach, hashalom liishek, hashalom liyeled, v'tomer shalom. It's a Gemara mean, you can't have she'el shalom. Says the Ben Yoyad, it's all based on context, which is a very important halacha. This is in Kiddushin Daf Ayin. He says, a total stranger, you have no business asking about his wife, you have no business knowing anything about his family, you're saying, how's your wife doing, what's going on with her? That's what we would say is a lack of tznius. Ve'elos karvesima, b'lavachi, v'lochin asur l'shol b'shloma. Denira mizeh ha-shalom, she'balas, it's kirv dasima, sounds like you're trying to get close to her. V'lios ava v'chiba, be'no l'veina, b'shalom zeh. Aval adam shukarav shala. But if you have a neighbor that you see outside, that you know, or if you zarmi mano, achnus arich bebeis akama pa'amim, you've been in their house a few times for Shabbos lunch. V'nena mimeno im yidrosh b'shloma einu nira the kavanas olasas kiriv dasima. You're not trying to help their. You're not trying to deepen the relationship in an illicit fashion. To the MS chayav l'shol b'shloma derech eretz v'nima zolam. You gotta see how you're doing. You gotta say how's your wife. That's normal behavior. Kiven the nesarich b'beisa v'kibel hano avetova mimeno ech ye kafui tova levot yidrosh b'shloma. The wife's making all the food in the kitchen. You're not going to say a word about her. You're not going to... Come on, says the Ben Yoyada 120 years ago. He says, how can you do that? And therefore, he says, you have to know the context of that Gemara. But again, that's related to the Isser of She'ela Shalom. Viter. Veribi prate harichukin she'ezhir alein ben yezeh. There's many harchakas here. Aval klala davar. Shelo yas adam shum darab ba'olam ha'mevila dehira rinashim. Basically, there are a lot of details, but the general point is not to do any behavior that's going to lead me to think about, that's part of inappropriate illicit behavior. Lo b'maisa, v'lo b'dibra, v'lo b'shem remez, in action, in speech, in any hint. L'karav dasa isha kalem daito. Ela b'ishto levad, only my wife. Only my wife, that's it. And he continues in the first wide line at the end. V'yen b'afsha lahagit prati inyonim, she'yeda ha'adam lasos, l'karav ha'ilav dasa isha shu'ukal. The Chazal can't list off every single detail of every problematic behavior. They gave Rashi Prakim. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the rest. And everybody has to know the rest and deal with it properly. And therefore, a person has to realize their own behavior. Let's just end with this, and then again, there's a lot more to talk about. Hilchas Yichud he talks about, we'll have to talk about in a couple of the days. Again, there's a lot to talk about in this world of Arayas. But just one more point for the day. Next paragraph. Let's say a person says, I can handle it, Rabbi. I can handle a Torah. It's okay. I don't need these isurei krovos, these harchakos. Lo yomar ki machani motzei atzmi kein ma'echvel li'mastakel benashim ki yodei ani ba'atzmi shlo yisor yisri b'kach. I know my yetzahara. I know my limits. I'll be able to control myself. Shahar be'amru kevin ekshalu. First of all, history tells us that that's not true. History tells us that, you know, there's nobody, as the Gemara says, ein aputrapis la'arayas. There's no guardian when it comes to Arayas. And therefore, there's no such thing as too many Harchakas. And the more we study the Harchakas, the more we realize the infinite wisdom of Chazal. In Hilchas Yichud, in Hilchas Negiyah, we just look around the total, such tumma in today's society. We realize Chazal knew exactly what they were talking about. In all areas, they were on the mark, and we have to do exactly what Chazal tell us. Remember, he wrote this for his son. Be very careful. Don't let your Yetzara convince you that if you look in the Talmud, you look in the Gemara, there are many stories that it seems like some Rabbanon were as careful. Right? Gemara in Ksubis, they put the cowls on their shoulders and they danced around with them. You know, how are we supposed to understand these Gemaras? Says the Chinuch, 2 points. Number one, the Mamaka mitzvah hu dafka shemikilin ksas. Number one, they only did it in the context of a complete simcha shel mitzvah. Kamosh v'sin Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan sat outside the mikvahs. Or the Gemara in Brachas. He sat outside the mikvah so the women would be able to see him and think of a Gadol Hador when they're with their husbands that night. Ask the Bach over there. How could he? Wasn't it a lack of sneeze? So what does the Bach say? Remember? The Rabbi Yochanan had long eyelashes. So he didn't see a thing. So his eyes were covered. He just sat there. He must have been learning. But he sat there so they'll be able to see him. It was totally lishma. So number one, that was the context of all of these stories. Number two, and this is the more important point, va'od, shem zechon levracha hayu kamalachim. We're talking about angels here. People that were angels. We're comparing ourselves to the Amorayim, who got bas kols whenever they wanted, and did tchias hamesim when they killed their friends on Purim. You know, that's not, we can't put ourselves in that world. And therefore, chas v'shalom, we should read a Gemara, we should look at the Gemara, try to get the messages from the Gemara. But chas v'shalom, compare ourselves at all. They didn't waste 1 second from learning. They didn't do half the mitzvahs, because they were tarasu umnaso, they were busy learning. So, kavachomer us, we, for sure, that's a Rishon talking. That's the Chinuch talking 600 years ago. The Ritva, the last page of Kiddushin, says the same exact thing as the Chinuch. He probably got it from the Chinuch, as we mentioned. The Chinuch was one of either the Ritva's Rebbe, the Ra'ah, or the Ra'ah's brother, who also the Ritva would have known. And every time we see one of these areas, we have to make sure, says the Chinuch, we have to think of a fire of Gehenim in front of us. That's what he says in the next paragraph. I see the fire burning in front of me. it won't be a problem not to do what I'm thinking of doing. We just have to realize that that is what is best for us. Okay, we'll have to stop here in our general... just one more point. If you look all the way at the end of the chinuch, by the way, important point, this issur is on men and women. Men and women. That's why Rashi quotes in our pasuk, lo sik revu, it's plural. It's men and women. It's not just an isser on men. Even though the Torah formulates the isurim on men, the isser applies to both in the relationship. Men and women also cannot be involved in this illicit relationship. Okay, we'll have to talk more in the coming days, the specific isurim, but hopefully we'll also get into Kalisha and Seir Bisha Erva and Yichud and all those halachas will come up in the coming days as well.